Welcome in to Outkick the Show. I am your fearless leader, Clay Travis. I'm a little bit late today because I've been trying to catch up on everything before I get on the road, leaving for Fayetteville soon. But I want to make sure that I didn't miss a day of the show. Right off the top here, I am going to be in Fayetteville, Arkansas starting tomorrow. I sent out a tweet. Maybe I'll pin that tweet to the top of my Twitter feed. You can also reach out to me at Instagram. You can reach out to me on Twitter. What do we need to see? Remember, we are doing a documentary all about college football in the South. We're in Fayetteville this weekend. We are in Gainesville, Florida next weekend. We're going to be traveling around every single weekend all fall long. What are the things that you would want, if you are a Razorback fan, for people to know about Arkansas football and to ensure that they see? We're trying to put that all together. That'll be part of the documentary that we will have coming out. It's going to be a three-hour-long documentary, four 45-minute episodes. First one will come out in a couple of weeks following our Outkick bus tour around the South. All right, tomorrow, the NFL returns. And we've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Dallas Cowboys, big time monster Thursday night game kicking off. And right now, you can get a 40-1 payout on a $5 bet. You bet $5, you get back $200 if the team you bet on wins. All you have to do is go to fanduel.com/clay to get your bets in. That is fanduel.com/clay. Want to tell you, one of Fox Sports' gurus, guy, a friend of mine, Mike Mulvihill, has gone through all the numbers and looked at the ratings for week one of college football and compared it with 2019. And college football ratings were up 19% over 2019. Now, you couldn't compare week one in 2020 because in week one in 2020, the Big Ten weren't playing, the Pac-12 weren't playing, the whole thing was kind of a mess. So you had to go all the way back to 2019 to compare the overall audiences that were watching, and the ratings were up 19% over 2019. Why were ratings up so much? I'll tell you, because I think college football fans were wildly excited to see other college football fans back in stadiums. Matchups were good, no doubt about it. But I think a huge part of college football's overall appeal, in fact, I think one of the most massive parts of college football's overall appeal out there, maybe more than almost any sport, is the fans. The band, even though I sometimes pick on the band because of how long the halftime shows are, the shots in the crowd, the wild atmosphere, the excitement. Fans matter, in my opinion, more in college football than they do in any other sport. And I think people were ecstatic to see normalcy as millions of fans returned to stadiums all over college football. I think there was a massive number of people out there watching who were absolutely loving everything that they saw. A couple of other big stories. We got a bunch of big stories, actually. Joe Manchin, I'm surprised this isn't getting more attention. Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, he's a Democrat, but he's in maybe the state that is the most popular for Donald Trump anywhere in the country. He has shot down the $3.5 trillion Bernie budget that is proposed right now in the Senate and the House. According to Axios, Joe Manchin has said he will not support anything over $1 trillion or $1.5 trillion in terms of an expansion of the federal budget. That is a big drop down from where we are right now. Will Joe Manchin stand to it? Will Senator Sinema from Arizona stand to it? Manchin wrote a Wall Street Journal editorial last week laying out his case. I do think he's going to stick to this. And I think it's going to be a major blow to Joe Biden as he was trying to remake America with his budget. I think that is going to fail. Big news, even though a lot of people aren't talking about it. Why is it big news? Democrats need all 50 votes. Plus, they need Kamala Harris to break the tie under the budget reconciliation in order to pass this budget. And right now, they have at most 48 votes in favor of Joe Biden's budget. So this is big news coming out of West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin. CNN has hit an absolute ratings disaster. Bobby Barak at OutKick has done a good job of writing a lot of different stories. I mean, he's been fantastic since we hired him, doing all sorts of good work looking behind the numbers. But he wrote an article here. The headline is, CNN's ratings are an unfixable disaster. It says, CNN spent most of its summer falling hard into the cement. Nielsen data shows CNN failed to reach a million viewers, just a million viewers, on 53 out of the last 92 days, and they recorded an average of 600,000 in total day viewership, a 42% decrease from 2020. And in primetime, their lineup drew a million viewers on just 12 of the past 92 days. That's Anderson Cooper, Chris Cuomo, and Don Lemon as the CNN primetime. That is down 50% from the summer of 2020 as the overall audience has collapsed. Now, what's interesting is there was a lot of belief out there that without Donald Trump, that there would be suffering at Fox News. In fact, Fox News has increased their lead by a massive amount on both MSNBC and CNN, who desperately, it now seems clear, desperately needed Donald Trump far more, in fact, than anybody else did, which is ironic in and of itself. We all know markets, all-time high. And the Biden administration's trying to hike tax rates. We just talked about the Joe Manchin situation and what they're going to do. Got a hugely valued real estate market in many different places. That's why a lot of people are deciding to go after farmland. Farmland has consistently outperformed the S&P 500 for decades. And right now, you don't have to be a farmer or a tycoon to make money from farming. Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, many other billionaires snatching up farmland across the world to protect and grow their wealth. And did you know that farms start at $32,000 at farmfolio.net? I've got money now. And one of the things you have to do when you have money is figure out how to maintain your assets while also growing them. Buy land. They aren't making any more of it. That was Mark Twain. Over the last 40 years, the world has lost a third of its farmable land as demand for food soars. Estimated, we're going to need a lot more farmland in the future. That's why you need to go sign up today for farmfolio.net/clay. Farmfolio.net/clay. Inflation rising, stocks up at all-time highs, taxes are about to go way up. Protect your assets now by buying your piece of farmland today. Head over to farmfolio.net/clay. That's farmfolio.net/clay. To learn more about farmland ownership, contact Farmfolio at farmfolio.net/clay. That's farmfolio.net/clay. Did you see the battle that is going on right now between Dr. Fauci and Ron DeSantis? And I just have to, again, I have to sing the praises of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Because if I were a governor right now, I would be following Ron DeSantis's lead, looking at the data and making rational decisions as opposed to the petty little tyrant in a lab coat, as we call him on the Clay Travis and Buck Show, Dr. Fauci, who continues to lecture college football fans for showing up for games, who wants everything to be shut down 18 months after we initially shut everything down. Remember 15 days to slow the spread, and that was going to take care of everything. Well, here we are 18 months later. And even though hardly anybody's talking about it, do you know the overall number of hospitalizations is double today what it was last September, last Labor Day? Joe Biden promised that he was going to get COVID under control. He's failed. 75% of adults 18 and up have gotten at least one vaccine. 92% of people over the age of 65. We have twice as many people hospitalized right now with COVID than we had, think about how crazy this is, last September when Joe Biden was talking about what an awful job that President Trump was doing handling COVID. It's absolutely crazy. Ron DeSantis has kept Florida open. I've got a home in Florida. We're building a new home in Florida. I love everything that Ron DeSantis has done as the governor because he's actually looked at data. And some people are like, well, he's not a doctor. Ron DeSantis went to Harvard Law School. Do you think maybe he could have a med degree if he wanted one? I want people who are intelligent making rational decisions out there, okay? I could have been a doctor if I wanted to be a doctor. Instead, I became a lawyer. But I look at the data and make rational decisions using that data for myself and my family. And I appreciate the fact that DeSantis is standing up against people like, did you see Stephen A. Smith yesterday on First Take? Stephen A. Smith went in a screaming match about how every NBA player and every NFL player should be mandated to get the vaccine. That's despite the fact that we know no NFL player or NBA player is actually having any difficulty whatsoever from COVID. And so this idea that everybody should be mandated to get the vaccine is just crazy, right? Because a lot of people have already had COVID. You're looking at one of them yourself, and the data reflects that once you have had COVID, you're up to 27 times as protected as you would be if you got the vaccine. So this idea, first of all, that ESPN is letting Stephen A. Smith turn into a medical expert and scream about how vaccines should be mandated is insane. But also the data doesn't in any way remotely value it as making any kind of sense at all. And I think it kind of factors in a fairly substantial manner here. Now, I believe I have all of my college football gambling picks for you. These are up right now at OutKick. We went 7-3 in week one, including a lost game by a half point. Everybody who bet with us made a lot of money in week one. Can we keep that rolling? The blood bank hit. We had a great weekend. Can we keep that rolling this weekend? I think we can. It starts Friday. I've got Coastal Carolina to cover against Kansas. 25.5, it's a big number, but I think Coastal Carolina is going to roll. I've got Oregon plus 14.5 against Ohio State. Battle of the Pac-12 and the Big Ten. Neither one of these teams look very good in week one, but I think they're going to bounce back. Oregon will, and at least be competitive against Ohio State this weekend. Big game. The Johnny Majors Bowl, Pitt going on the road at Tennessee. The University of Tennessee is a 3.5-point underdog. One of the things that I love to do is if I can, I like to bet on a home underdog, particularly if it's an SEC team against an out-of-conference opponent. You don't get these scenarios very much. You rarely get a full field goal. I am taking the Tennessee Volunteers to cover the 3.5, Josh Heupel against Pat Narduzzi. I have got Ball State on the road against Penn State. Definition of a trap game here. Penn State goes on the road and wins against Wisconsin last week. Ball State this week. Next week, Auburn is coming to Happy Valley. Ball State is a 22.5-point underdog. That's too many. I think they play competitively. They are the defending MAC champion against Penn State. Give me Ball State plus 22.5. A lot of underdogs I'm taking, by the way, this week. Texas A&M on the road against Colorado. I am taking the Buffaloes. This game is being played in Mile High Stadium in Denver. A&M, brand new quarterback. He threw 3 interceptions in his first week. I think it's going to be a little bit of a challenge to be on the road, even though there'll be a lot of Aggie fans out there in Colorado. I have got the Buffaloes plus 17 in this one. Iowa at Iowa State. I've got the under 46.5. Do you know all the way back to 2004, this is a top 10 matchup in the Cy-Hawk Bowl here. The Cyclones going up against the Hawkeyes. I think what's going to happen here, low scoring game, top 10 matchup, under 46.5. Texas at Arkansas. This is where we are going to be. I am on the road. Razorbacks, full touchdown underdog now against the Longhorns. Give me the Razorbacks. Going to be a wild scene there. I think the Razorbacks find a way to cover against Texas. Mizzou on the road against Kentucky. SEC battle going on. I've got Mizzou, who wasn't great in week one, Kentucky can actually throw the football now, but I've got Mizzou covering the 5.5 at Kentucky, even though Kentucky has won 5 of the last 6 in this series. Washington at Michigan, I'm going with the under 48.5. And then I am going with Stanford plus 17.5 against USC. I'll give you the blood bank later in the week. In the meantime, respect the picks. Let's get rich, kids. Those are all of my college football gambling picks. You can get your bets in up to $1,000 no-risk wager at FanDuel.com/Clay. That is FanDuel.com/Clay. Also, want to tell you about my friends at 8 Sleep. They will hook you up and make sure that you get a great night's sleep. Ever heard you need to sleep at 68 degrees? A lot of people have. That's a myth. Science suggests no one universal sleep temperature makes sense for everybody, and that our sleep temperature needs change throughout the night. That's why sometimes you have your cover on you, sometimes you kick it off. The average mattress actually absorbs your body heat, giving you sometimes night sweats and restlessness. The Pod Pro by 8 Sleep is the most advanced solution on the market for thermoregulation. It gives you dynamic cooling and heating with biometric tracking. It comes in the form of a mattress or a cover you can put on your existing mattress, makes it you comfortable whether you're at 55 degrees or as hot as 110 degrees. And it does each side of the mattress can be different for you and your wife or you and your husband or you and your boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever might be sleeping in the bed with you. Go to 8sleep.com/outkick to check out the Pod Pro and save $150 at checkout using the promo code OUTKICK. Again, go to 8sleep, that is EIGHT, 8sleep.com/outkick to check out the Pod Pro and save $150 at checkout using the promo code OUTKICK. Joe Rogan. Everybody was furious at Joe Rogan because he used ivermectin in the left-wing blue checkmark brigade. Why? It was a drug that was prescribed for him by a doctor. Now there are all these ridiculous ivermectin jokes that are out there. I will be on talking about this with Sean Hannity tonight. I was on Tucker last night. I'll be on Sean Hannity tonight with Kaylee McEnany, I believe, early in the program, 9 Eastern tonight. A lot of different things going on, but that is one of them. The U.S. soccer team. I know it's a little bit under the radar, but next year is the World Cup down in Qatar, and the U.S. soccer team has had 2 straight draws. We had a 1-1 tie against Canada here in my hometown of Nashville. We pushed against El Salvador as well. We have got a big game tonight, and we're going to have to do it without Weston McKennie because Weston McKennie violated COVID protocols and is not eligible to actually play tonight. So that is a big game that is going on tonight that I would encourage everybody to watch. Who do we actually even play? I can't even remember. I need to look up who we're actually playing. I know we're in the process of playing this 14-game scenario, but for the World Cup qualifying match, we are going up against Honduras tonight. We've had back-to-back draws. We need to get a win. That game is not on tonight until 10:30 Eastern, so it'll be a late-night game for many of you, including me, if we decide to stay up and watch and see what ends up taking place there. So, need to be on top of that. U.S. soccer going on. And finally, this is a story that I believe deserves a great deal of attention. Dr. Fauci has been basically caught in a lie in front of Congress over gain-of-function taxpayer dollars that we gave to the virology labs and to the labs in Wuhan, China, in order to allow that to be conducted. And so, a lot of the millions of dollars of taxpayer dollars that went there that allowed, I believe, COVID to be created in a laboratory and then escape from that laboratory and spread around the world, much to the nation and the world's overall ulterior benefit here. And so everything about Dr. Fauci feels to me rooted in this original lie in claiming that they were not involved in this gain-of-function research, which is why Fauci and all of his acolytes have continued to argue that there's no way this could have naturally emerged from inside of a laboratory, even though all of the evidence supports, at this point, the idea that it did, in my opinion, emerge from a laboratory. The argument that it just randomly happened to show up at a wet market directly next to all of these laboratories where these investigations were taking place is awfully convenient, and it would be a little bit funny if it weren't so ridiculous. All right, I got to hop on television. I will be on FS1 in 20 minutes. Tomorrow, I'll be flying down to Fayetteville, Arkansas. Look forward to meeting a lot of you Texas and Arkansas fans there. We'll be tailgating live. Encourage all of you to come hang out at our tailgate. And I will be on Sean Hannity on Fox News tonight. Encourage you guys to check that out as well. Get your bets in. I just ran through all the college football gambling picks. Go to FanDuel.com/Clay. $5 bet for new users. 40-1 payout up to $200 back at FanDuel.com/Clay. Love all of you. DBAP unless you need to SBAP. I'll be live as always tonight on television, this afternoon on television, and tomorrow on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Make sure you check out that show as well. Appreciate all of you. DBAP unless you need to SBAP.